I was kind of joking in some ways, but I think that there's people can focus on why so much, and I like to point the finger. Personally, I don't ever assume. I never say, well, it's because of this, or it's because of that, or it's because of this, or it's a generational curse, or it's this, or it's this, or it's this, or that. I just, my focus is Jesus. And so Jesus is perfect theology, and Jesus healed people. So I don't want to look at people and say, well, it's your fault. I never want to put the blame on them and say, it's because of your unbelief, or it's your fault, or it's this secret sin that you have in your life. I want to be Jesus to the person. So if I don't see someone get healed, I don't say, well, it's because of this or this and this. I'll be honest and say, hey, listen, I don't understand why you're not getting healed right now. But I can tell you what, I'll pray for you as the Holy Spirit brings you to my mind. And then I'll explain the difference. There's a healing and a miracle. Healing sometimes is a progressive work of the kingdom of God. And miracles instantaneously. And all of us here have seen people that we pray for, and we didn't see them get instantly, you know, recover. They didn't have a miracle in their body, but over time, you know, they've gotten healed. Like this, I'm gonna share this really quick. Pray for a lady that had a tumor in her throat the size of a golf ball. And as I pray for her, it just left a tad, just a tad. But that night when she slept, she started coughing. She rolled over, grabbed a Kleenex, and she coughed that tumor out. And so God healed her, but it just wasn't in that moment. But he was still doing something as I prayed for her. So I know that these guys have something too.
Yeah, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, or like a leaven. And leaven is like the size of a red blood cell. You have to look at, you can't see it without a microscope. And when we pray, it often feels like, seems like it's just a mustard seed sized amount that's been deposited, and you can't really see that much of a difference. But the fact of the matter is, I know that when we pray, he comes, because most of my testimonies, like through emails, phone messages that have been left, letters, are like, I prayed for somebody, I left the room, and they were healed. And, you know, I do see things like happen right instantaneously, but most of the things that I go after and most of the testimonies I have are healings that have occurred after I've hung up the phone or left the person. And so I've just come to understand that oftentimes we don't think anything's happening, so we cut off the flow of the kingdom life, and we stop giving thanks. We stop acknowledging that the presence is there, and so we cut off the life. And then we say, oh, see, God didn't heal me again. And when in fact, if we just continue to cultivate the presence and just keep going for it, I mean, Jesus had to pray for the blind guy twice. How much more might we need to pray? And so I don't think we can really know why. I mean, I've healed people who didn't have any belief whatsoever, like in sin, in rebellion against God, said that I couldn't heal them, didn't want me to heal them. I've healed them anyway. I was in an emergency room.